You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The available AKG 36 speaker sound system in the Cadillac Escalade provides 360-degree sound, so you hear studio sound on the road. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.
Hey, and welcome to episode 13 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Books.
And Shay from the K-Way, and on this podcast we love talking to you guys about your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at HowYouAtYou, or you can use the hashtag HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax and let's get it started.
Yes, so our first segment is Hot Topics. So this is our segment where Shanice is going to fill us in on any hot tea, interesting stories, scandals, or anything interesting that we need to know about that's happened in the last week or so. So Shanice, what do you have for us?
All right, so in scammer news, Black Swan, I'm so rude, Black Swan's Hyaimi, I think that's how you say it, sorry if it's wrong, is accused of scamming a man. So Dispatch revealed that she is being sued for fraud after allegedly scamming this male office worker referred to as A out of 50 million won. So that's about £35,000. And for all my US people, that's about $45,000. They apparently became acquainted through Instagram DMs in December 2018, which then moved online as the two would occasionally meet up. From April 2019, this is when A started lending Hyaimi money with the understanding that he would be paid back. Money was lent for rent, living expenses and credit card bills. However, she then changed her number and cut off all communication. Black Swan's label DR Music left a statement saying after checking with Hyaimi, they found out that the facts were actually distorted and that the first report had been extremely exaggerated. The agency also said that they will be taking legal action against A and the news outlet that first published the report for obstruction of business and defamation, describing that it had a terrible impact on Black Swan's promotions. Hyaimi then clarified, it didn't start over Instagram, but apparently they met on the streaming site Africa TV, and basically A had been donating money. So you know, like in Twitch and whatever, you can send money and stuff like that. So basically that's how it started. Again, she said that she met up with him out of gratitude to say thank you, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know at what point or how this transpired, but she does admit that she did borrow only 5 million won from him, which is just under £4,000, which was volunteered to her, I guess. And she said that she would pay this back after November. He then went to her apartment and asked her if he could be her boyfriend and other advances, and she declined. After this point is when she avoided all contact out of fear, but she knew she couldn't hide forever because of the promotions. DR Music also wrote that she's no longer under the agency. Her contract is basically up and she had been with Ranya. So if you're confused, Ranya, I'm talking about Black Swan. Basically, Black Swan used to be called Ranya. They've been through many transformations. Have a quick Google. It's a whole saga. So yeah, so she's been under contract since 2015. Her contract ended in November, 7th of November, after promoting their debut song, which I think is really weird, because if I know that so-and-so's contract is ending and they have no intention of renewing, or you have no intention of renewing.
Why would they have a comeback?
Yeah, why would I have a comeback with her in it? I would just wait until her contract ends, no? Is that wrong to think?
I'm lost. I'm so lost.
But so basically the agency is saying even though she's not under the agency anymore, they got her back. They will back her. So that's that whole mess. What do you think? Do you think there's some porkies in there? Do you believe? What side do you believe?
It ain't really my business, but...
Same, well, we're here today.
Since we're here, I don't know. Obviously, I don't condone scamming or fraud,
But I was holding in my laugh at the beginning because it just sounded weird.
Yeah, like, just pay him back what you owe him so he can leave you alone, I guess.
When you borrow things from anyone, this is a note to anyone, whether that's even your mom, your friend, even your cat, right? Always write it down and always write down how you're going to pay it back, whether that's installments, whether that's you're going to pay all of it in 2 weeks. It covers both of your back. And it's written down. Even though it's not a legal document, you can still use it legally if someone's like, well, you haven't paid me back in 2 days or whatever. Another thing as well, if you are going to lend money, it has to be money you're willing to, you're fine of letting go, may not you need ever to see again.
Yeah. If you're someone who's in the limelight or in the media, it's just someone could want to do it out of spite or because they want a little bit of clout. So it just doesn't really make sense to get entangled with.
Yeah. I don't think she should have met up with him.
No, yeah.
She should have just, again, boundaries were crossed. And also, I don't know how I feel. She said it was a voluntary thing that he offered. I don't know if I would have been able to take it. But I guess I don't know what kind of situation she was in. It might have been like a really desperate time. But yeah, hopefully it gets sorted out. Big Bang could be possibly making a comeback early next year. And reports also have hinted that YG Entertainment will be debuting their new girl group next year, which I think I said in other episodes. Again, this is just a rumor. This is just according to a finance report. So all of this is just predictions.
We need this. Why not?
Yes. So exciting. And a funny story just to end on. This is especially for you, Shay, because I know you love Among Us, but this is the real life version of Among Us, okay? Are you ready?
No.
So, reports have surfaced that a fan of FX Victoria basically went undercover for 10 years as an active member of an anti-fan site, right? Then she became moderator and then deleted over 15,000 hate posts.
I was like, where is this going? What is happening? Oh, wow. She's doing the work of the Lord.
She is. So she took the imposter role to the T. She waited out for 10. That's dedication. And remember, she's not like just a member. She was an active member. I hope she gets to meet Victoria or she gets some sort of hamper or something. Because right there,
like, send her some flowers or something.
That is some dedication. And that is Hot Topic. Okay, so our next segment is Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, all the hot tea. If you have anything you want to send us, you can send it via our DMs at howyouatyou, or you can use the email howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Take it away, Shay.
Very first unpopular opinion for today is, I don't stand GOT7, but if they got their own variety show, I would definitely watch it because they are so funny. Thoughts and feelings, Shanice?
I feel like they've had a few, haven't they?
I'm pretty sure they have.
Maybe they want a more consistent variety show for GOT7.
Yeah, you know? Let us know what you're thinking, like because Kardashian style or like what you wanting.
Well, I guess they want them to do challenges and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've seen tons of.
Yes, so have I. Maybe, also, I mean, maybe they want a more up-to-date, a more consistent one.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are hilarious though.
Email JYP.
So our next unpopular opinion is, my unpopular opinion, photo cards should not cost more than $10 max. Some girl paid $300 for one photo card. It's a piece of paper, a selfie. I'm not. Okay, I've never paid for an album in my life. No, I've just always.
But they're not even talking. Them. They're not talking about an album, though.
I'm assuming she bought all those albums with the intention to pull out her member, her favorite member. No,
you can buy photo cards by themselves.
So how did it get to free? I'm lost. How? Why did she pay $300?
It might have been a resale. Because if someone has, for example, not even limited edition, because if it was limited edition, this kind of might make sense. But I feel like what this is, it could be a situation, what you said, where the person's bought loads of albums, but it could be the same person that has bought loads of albums. Now they've got the photo card that they want, they're going to sell the other photo cards that they don't want, and people just buy the photo cards.
I didn't know like for individual purchases of photo cards was a thing. That's a thing.
Yeah.
So why do people risk it and buy like tons of albums trying to pull?
Because that's how it starts. But then, for example, if I'm buying Blackpink album and I got 5 Lisas, I only need one, so I'll sell the other 4.
Okay, wow. You guys should do that. Just even buying albums for me, like I understand for some people can be sentimental. Some albums are like really aesthetically pleasing and beautiful and whatnot. But I dare say it, I may get dragged, but I was on a course and I won a BTS album, which I think it was like the latest one at the time, maybe like a year or two ago. They handed the thing to me. Why was I like, oh, I could sell this?
Well, you can. You can sell the card for $300.
I was like, I could get a bag for this. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, like I really wanted this. Oh, this is so lovely. Like it was beautiful, but I was like, oh, I could trade this out, get a bag.
I don't know so much now, because maybe now it's like more accessible. But I do remember like back in the day where it was kind of hard to get albums shipped. I think people would spend loads of money because, you know, it's like a thing that's obtainable. Like my K-pop thing is obtainable because most of the time they wouldn't come and do concerts and stuff like that. So it was like thing, so something you can hold on to, if that makes sense. Yeah. Whereas, I don't know, maybe over time when like more outlets sell more albums or it's just more the norm, it will fade out. I get the limited edition ones, special edition ones. That makes more sense to me.
Wow, to be an idol, imagine people spending that much money to get a selfie of you on cardboard. Is it even cardboard?
It is. Photo paper. It's not even photo paper. Well, I don't know now, but it was actually like an actual card printed. Wow. Remember, you know, like what you get like printed Pokemon on like a bit, like, no, like a business card, but instead of like, it'll have a face.
Well, if it means anything to anyone, I have a J-Hope photo card. He's lovely, but I'm not going to do anything with it. Yeah, competition time. Who wants it? So our next unpopular opinion is, I believe Namjoon from BTS, should get a bottom grill, an arm tattoo, and they need to stop concealing his lips. That's just my opinion.
They conceal his lips? I've never noticed this.
Me neither, but...
But I'm not staring in his face like that.
Me neither. The grill sent me. I'm sorry, the grill.
Does he have any tattoos?
Not that we know of.
Someone probably will correct. Yes, he does. He has a tattoo above his navel. I don't know about that. All that. If he wants to get it, then great.
If it sparks joy for him. So
anyway.
Yeah, we should move on. Yes, that's that. That's all our unpopular opinions for today.
Okay, so next up is something quite different from our other episodes. Sometimes Shay and I may feel that a scenario or situation is better explained from your own very mouths. And from that point, we can spark conversation. So we had the pleasure of having a chat with one of our listeners, Falaki, and we were able to discuss some of the things that they have experienced on social media.
Trigger warning, in this next part, we do speak about mental health. And just a disclaimer, we are not mental health professionals. This is just the experience of one individual. If you have any doubts about your own mental health, please do seek professional advice and help. And if you would like to get involved in any of our future conversations, or you have any topics that you'd like us to delve into, remember to use the hashtag #HallyuAtYou on social media.
We're so happy that you agreed to join us today, and we really appreciate you reaching out and sharing a little bit about your experience. And we thought it'd just be really interesting and important to highlight some of the points that you made, just to help more people become aware about some other people's experiences, and also to encourage people to be a bit nicer and a bit more understanding online as well.
Okay, so do you want to explain your situation? Because everyone's like, what are they talking about? They have no idea.
When it comes to people kind of like discriminating against people with like disorders, it's kind of called ableism. It kind of sparked off with a thread of someone explaining about stimming, and they were like, oh, like neurodiverse. I'm just going to explain quickly for the listeners. Neurodiverse means like they have like, you know, dyslexia, or they could have autism, or they could have, you know, any mental disorder that, you know, is diagnosed or hasn't been diagnosed yet, but like is on the way of being diagnosed, I'll say. And I have diagnosed autism. Like I struggle, you know, daily, and to see people, you know, using that for trends or clout upsets me. But I kind of veered around my point there. But there is a thread on Twitter. The person making the thread has ADHD, and I think they also have autism, or either or. They were like, oh, John Cook, kind of stimming, because as I explained to Shanice and Shay, was it's all very stimulatory for, like, people with disorders. So, like, we may perceive the world differently. So loud noises might be hard for us, crowds might be hard for us, touching things might be hard for us, etc. Like, all sensory things. And if that gets too much, like, we might either, you know, I'm quite an auditory swimmer, so I will say random stuff. Like, you'll probably hear me saying seagulls or pigeons and stuff like that. If you see someone, like, flapping their hands or something like that, you know.
So it's kind of like a tick in a way.
Yeah, it's kind of like a tick, but, like, it can be more controlled than a tick. So the person making the thread was relating this to John Cook. Of course, they said straight up, not diagnosing anyone, and I find comfort in this because I have these disorders. That got, like, mainstream attention. Basically, no one really went on the thread itself, but we took screenshots of it and said, what is it about John Cook? How dare they say that about John Cook?
I think it's a good point that you brought up before about the thread and relating it to other people making threads about different things. So, for example, they'll make a thread saying, oh, this is why this group has black in them, for example. Of course they don't. They will do something that may relate to our culture or whatever. I feel like as well, because of where we are in society, people don't know where to tread, I guess. And there's, like, the angry brigade. I think it does stem from fear as well. Actually talking about stimming and different disorders that may not be mainstream in quotation marks, I feel like people get defensive.
They're like, what's this? I don't understand it. And then they don't necessarily want to educate themselves about it, which really upsets me.
With Twitter as well, because it's just a snapshot in time, they don't know the person behind it. People are so quick to jump on things just from a small tweet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Going back to your point, because I think I asked you about delusions and stuff.
I made the point about the person who had the tweet, the thread, educating people about delusional disorders. Like, I personally don't understand them much, though I do know I've got some delusions myself, which I'm working through. Someone in the community, basically, she's got this delusion that she is engaged to Taehyung. And at the app, like, on the surface, it's like, oh, you weirdo. Like, Taehyung's not, you know, engaged to you. Why are you acting like he is? What the hell? But, like, as someone with a disorder, I kind of understand where she's coming from. Like, I feel like as long as it doesn't cause harm of anyone and they are actively seeking, like, help, like, therapy, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with it. If it helps someone get through, you know, their life, then that's fine, as long as they're not actively searching out the idol to harm them or actively stalking the idol in real life or harming other people because they're like, oh, I like Taehyung. And they go, yeah, you can't do that. If it doesn't cause any harm, I generally don't think there's a huge issue that everyone seems to have with it.
I think as well, this is a bit weird, because not weird in the sense she thinks she's married to Taehyung, but I feel like people say things like that all the time. So I don't know why.
Exactly.
Or as you said, it depends how that person then goes on about, if they go out the way, as you said, to stalk that person or try to, you know, get angry if someone else says the same thing or whatever, then you could be like, okay, we need to assess the situation here. But I joke about I'm married to Dean all the time. I joke about I'm friends with this person and that person. Of course I'm not. I don't think that's such a bad thing.
As long as someone can separate the two and they are either seeking help or they're aware. Just so it doesn't endanger them.
Yeah.
But I feel like majority of K-pop fans do that. I feel like that's what draw people into it. It is, for some people, they use K-pop as a coping mechanism or as comfort. Definitely. So I don't think it's something to jump on someone about, as long as it's not harming anyone.
I think the person I'm talking about, like, I think her delusion was, well, their delusion, because I'm not going to jump the pronouns if I don't know the person, but they basically, they would do letters to Taehyung. So, like, really sweet little messages to Taehyung, even though, like, it was obvious, it's like a very big delusion. They obviously thought they were definitely engaged to him, which I hope they did try and get help for eventually. But, like, those messages were just like, oh, I hope you're okay. I'm doing okay. I cleaned up my room today. And basically, none of that was really harming anyone. But at the same time, I don't necessarily think the hate they bring to themselves isn't their fault. I think it's more people as we discussed, like, are afraid. But like, oh, that's bloody weird. But
even then, that sounds, that's what I'm saying, people just love to jump on people. Yeah. It's because she's given herself the title of wife that people are jumping on her, because the way you're describing the letters just sounds like normal fan mail to me. Like, oh, dear Beyonce, today I cleaned my room, I did this. Oh, I love that track, I love the interview. If I sat in the office, she read that, and I just leave myself as fan, no one would read too much into it. Everyone just needs to take a step back and really assess, is there any point of making this tweet just to upset someone or to hurt someone. And I also think as well, maybe people do respond because they see part of themselves in that person that sent the tweet, and
maybe build up a photo of it too.
Yeah, and they haven't confronted that themselves, so the only way they can confront that is to lash out at the person that sent that tweet and just basically project what their thoughts, even though if that's not what the initial tweet stood for.
I think at the end of the day, we're all human, so just try to be aware that there is a person behind the tweet, and you don't know how that person's feeling, you don't know where they are, you don't know where they are on their journey, so just try to be a little bit kinder. I know I can be super sarcastic, but I also try to be as aware and as quote-unquote woke as I can be, as someone who really loves psychology and people and that sort of thing.
Psychology is so fascinating.
Exactly. And just like just remembering, like, none of us are a finished product, none of us are perfect, we all have various things, but at the end of the day, it's what makes us unique. So just be a little bit kinder. Like, I might see a tweet or something that I think is not peculiar, that might be too strong a word, or maybe something I don't understand or can't relate to, but I'm not gonna like go after that person with a pitchfork and be like, X, Y, and Z, and you can't do this. Like, as long as it's not harming anyone, and I can be in hope that that person is on a journey to healing and growing, that's all that we can do. And we got into K-pop to listen to good music and to see pretty people dance, okay? Just chill.
So thank you so much for joining us. This has been a really insightful conversation. Could you tell us your at again, just so people can...
Yeah, my Twitter, my Stan Twitter is It's Drekki. So ITS_DREKI.
Cool.
Interesting.
Well, thank you so much, Vilaki. It was very interesting to talk to you. And we'll continue with the show.
And now it's time for On the Radar. So this is our segment where me and Shanice will let you know what's on our radar, anything we're listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
On my radar this week is Mr. Taemin and his song Idea. Well, mainly the video, because that video was a masterpiece. It was beautifully shot. The flames and the stairs and the clouds and the fits and the white and the dances and the dance. And his jacket and his hair and his face and his toes. Like, just everything was... His toes went out, by the way. But, like, just everything was... I think this is the first time in a while that I've actually watched a music video and I was actually kind of... excited by it. I don't know, kind of felt like I was transported in old Shanice, where she'll get like tingles from like EXO videos or whatever. Like, it was really it was really weird. Like, I really enjoyed I'm just so speechless. I can't even say my words. I was so speechless. But it was really good. So that was on my radar. Shane.
I'm gonna need to check that out because I've heard bits and bobs of the song, but I want to sit down.
The visuals, Shay, the visuals.
I want to be fully immersed. The Taemin experience.
It was great.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so on my radar is Lauren. So he is a YG guitarist, and I believe he works quite closely with Rosé. Yes, her. and he just debuted with his first solo bits of solo stuff. I don't know if he'd done an album or just... single, I don't know, but it was really interesting. Like, I wouldn't say rock is my preferred forte, but it was lovely. It's a bit interesting, giving me very old London rock vibes.
You know, that's what he probably is inspired by.
Yeah, see, I'm psychic.
Also as well, I don't know how true this is, but I saw it somewhere. Apparently one of his parents is the founder of Naver, apparently, allegedly. I read that somewhere.
Oh, he must be eating well.
So he got money.
Okay, Lauren, let's talk, darling.
Darling, honey, DM me.
teach me your ways. Guitar strings, lovely. Yes.
Guitar strings. But yeah, that's all we got time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember, guys, that you can send us any of your unpopular stories, requests, dilemmas, or opinions to howyout@gmail.com or reach out to us on socials.
Yes, so I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at @kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way, and you can follow me on Instagram at @thekway_100.
And until next time, we will
holler at you.
Bye.
Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceiq to discover more.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.